The Ramban asks, says at the end of the Teichacha, "Af bi yisem beretzivayim le maastim v'le gealtim lahafer b'siyitam." That means even in the matzav of the Teichacha, "Af bi yisem beretzivayim," the Rebbeinu Shalom is not le gealtim. Let's see, God, they're eventually not magil them, not like abominate them, like throw them away. It says in the bracha, one second. If even in the matzav of teichacha, it's le ma'astim v'le ga'altim, so what kind of bracha is it? That's question number one. Question number uma'oid, that in the teichacha part, lo and behold, it says v'go'al anafshi eschem. So one second. So af b'yaisem b'etzem lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim, and here it says go'al anafshi eschem. Right. So yes or no. Right. So that's the second question, is yes or no. First question is, is the Liga Altim a bracha, or is it true even in the Klala? Which one? If it's even in the Matzav of Klala, it's Liga Altim, so then what's the grace of bracha of Lysigal Nafshias? In other words, it seems from within the Teichacha itself that in the Teichacha is Rachman Alatzan Gol Nafshias, and in the bracha is Taka Lysigal Nafshias, so then what's the Liga Altim Liga Altim? I think the Pshat Ramban says what the Ramban says. There's a Meridika from the perhaps most famous Meshech Chachmas here. There's a phrase that the Meshech Chachma used, which is highly prophetic. The Meshech Chachma says a Yisaid. You know, we are accustomed to thinking, and it's true, that whenever you have, let's say, the Holocaust or the Golias, or whenever you, any of the various Churbanas of Klal Yisrael, there's the Inquisition, whatever, the Inquisition, whatever, every time. The communists. Every time it's a bad thing. It's a very painful thing. That's 100%. But there's another aspect to it. He sheds light on a whole different aspect. And it's a meyerdeke taych that he says. He's going on this pasuk taka of af b'yaisem beretzivayim lemastim v'le ga'altim. I can't put it in a better nusach than his for the beginning. To be honest, I just brought. I want to quote the first few lines. He says, "Ha'inyan hu." He's taiching up lemastim v'le ga'altim. Right, if we'll try and understand what it's nitan for a mensch to understand from the darkei hashgocha el yoina v'zeh, and that is the following: ki kasher gozra hachochma el yoina, asher Yisrael yisnoidedu ba'arotzeis, when the Eibishter was gozer, that Klal Yisrael will Valgerzach in the will be yisnoidedu ba'arotzeis shonim rabbeis ma'oid ma'oid ad zman asher chokeko hamatora ha'elokis, until the time where the Eibishter saw fit that Klal Yisrael should come to its geula ashalove pnima, right? Choshva, so the hashgocha cheshbened out, there's a sakana here that if they're going to have so many goliaths, they're going to have to be for whatever reasons, and all these goliaths, they'll become assimilated. Right? They'll become assimilated, and when the time comes that you want to redeem them, there's not going to be Rechman al-Latzan who to redeem. So Choshva, the Eibishter, the Ashgocha planned Oifanim v'tachbulais asher Yisrael yiskaimu legoi v'lo yizboil alubo'amim. How Yisrael should, Klal Yisrael should stay forever kayim, and Klal Yisrael shouldn't become assimilated into the goyim. So he's, and then he goes on as follows. This is the upshot of what he says. It's a long shtickle. It's a beautiful, beautiful shtickle. He says every person. This is how it's built into the golas. He explains the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, the silver lining to the whole golas. There's a built-in kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Because every person has an innate cheshek, tshuka, to create, to be creative, to do something. Something constructive, to build something. Someone wants to create, someone wants to build. He says, in a matzav, when you go to a community, when you go somewhere, something is devoid of Torah, right? So within Torah Yiddishkeit, there are enough avenues and outlets for the person to use this tshuka that he has, right, to do it. There's enough places, enough ways to do it. Right? There's enough ways to do it. Build shuls, right? Yeshivas, chadorim, yeshiva ktanas, everything. There's enough to do. Stocker systems, everything. What you do? He says. But as time goes on, and the community and Klal Yisrael in a matzav of golus becomes established, Klal Yisrael becomes established, and the meisters are there, right? The meisters are there. There's plenty of Feltnishleiskin yeshivas, there's plenty of shuls, there's the shul I do daven at, there's the shul I don't daven at, everybody has one, there's the chadorim, there's the school I do send to, the school I don't send to, you know, the kanoim, everything's there, right? But the person's innate desire for creativity doesn't go away. So when they don't find the outlet for the desire for creativity within the Torah, within Torah Diki Yiddishkeit, so it pushes them to look elsewhere. So it's no coincidence, he says, I didn't say those words, that all of the isms, communism, socialism, this ism, that ism, who were the Iker Mechadshim of the Ishitas? Eden. Because you had Torah, you had everything else, so they start looking elsewhere. So what does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam do? Now, if you're going to allow that to happen, once they start looking elsewhere, they're going to become assimilated, right? You're going to become, they have these things, you'll become secular, and then, Rahman al-Atslan, who knows what the result is? The Eibishter brings a churban, a destruction. What do? You're back to square one, you got to start all over again. Now, you have what to use it for Yiddishkeit again. Gets too much and you don't, and people can't, unfortunately, look elsewhere, makes a churban, Knocks it down again. When they do, Rahman al-Islam, have these isms, and there's the shot that they're going to become assimilated, here is the prophetic, they become me'ele ha'choshvim she'Berlin hu Yerushalayim. End quote. Right? And you think, the epitome of secularism, this is where my ism, this is who we are. You begin to think that's who you are. You're a socialist, you're an anarchist, you're a communist, you're a this-ist, that-ist. You're an idiotist, whatever you are, but that's what you are. That's what you become. It's all just imminent. Chayshim Shibrilin Yushalayim. The Eibishter makes Rechman al-Atzlan al-Khurban. As we know happened there. Specifically.
That was before it happened? He said that.
Yeah, he was Nifter before it happened. So, years before. Yeah, so anyway, the early third. Anyway, that's Azazel. And then it gets destroyed. That's what he said. That's basically the prophecy there. So that means, even though the churban is avada, a bitter azach, it's a very bitter and a very difficult thing to swallow, and a tremendous hefseder, Rahman al-Atlan, but the silver lining of it is that built into the churban is the guarantee of the eternal existence of Klal Yisrael, that when the time comes that the Eibishter was geizer, that should have a bias goyel tzedek, and there should be a geula, there'll be a Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will not have become assimilated. Well, zeh emar, this is how he's teaching the pasuk. I left out three words afterwards. Let's do full now. Af b'yosam be'eretz eveim loy ma'astim v'loy ga'altim lehofer brisi itom. What does that mean? It doesn't say loy ga'altim. I'm not going to be magil them in the teichacha. That's definitely, he is not coming to answer this kasha, but that's what comes out. Avad he will. There's people died, right? People are destroyed. Communities are destroyed. People are thrown out of countries. Spain, Portugal, people are thrown out of countries. That's going to happen. You can't say it's leisigal nafshi yaschem. But legaaltim lehofer brisi, there won't the gaaltim if lehofer brisi to be meferach chas v'sholim, the bris with Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is the Am Hashem, the mamleches koyanim, that will be ledoiris, that magil is not to be mefer the bris, on the contrary, the hagola will only guarantee the kiyum of the bris. So on the now, avada, there will be a concept of sigal nafshi yeschem rachman al-Islam during the teichach, just as like altim lahofer brisi itam, and meil it is a bracha that bishas that bracha we say v'loy sigal nafshi yeschem, right? Because if I can't, the Teichacha Tzigal Nafshe Yeschem, here it's like Tzigal Nafshe Yeschem. Ayah says, Le'mastiv Le'galtim, it says, Le'mastiv Le'galtim, Le'hofer B'Yisit. Where are the Kitaish? Now, it doesn't have to be like that, right? The Klal Yisrael doesn't have to have the isms, right? Have to have the isms, and then Memele Klal Yisrael leads to that, so you have to have the Churban, and then we're looking for the silver lining, so it's the Kiyam of Klal Yisrael. There's got to be a different way. Right, doesn't have to be churbanus of Klal Yisrael, and there is a different way. There always is an outlet for creativity. How? It's very simple. It's called limud haTorah. It's called amelus b'Torah. Now, but you have to qualify that. It's called amelus b'Torah. It depends, right? Now, the Torah is aruka me'eretz midah rechava. In the Yom, there's no the depth and breadth of the Torah is not understandable for us. But how does a person grow? It's a matana min hashamayim, right? At the end of the day, it's yogato umotzasa. It's a matana. If you approach it as Torah, and now melas b'Torah, you become dovuk in Torah. This all the svarim say. The Eibishter gives you a havana. Right? The more you're omel, the Eibishter gives you a tifer havana and a tifer havana. Right, you're building a whole Torah. You're building a whole binyan otzum of Torah. Right, you have another havana. That's also a binyan, the creativity. You said a good havana. You understand now something, a whole shtickle Torah that you didn't understand before, and that's so on. Right, and you go and you get to that point. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives you more. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives you more havana. You're on a higher darga. You can get more havana. How long does that go on? Forever, because you're never going to get to the point that you understand like the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's higher and higher and higher and higher. Right? There's always what to build. There's always what to grow. There's always what to do, if you're dafuk and tayr, if you're amelim and tayr, which is. No coincidence that the whole Teichacha starts in both sides, the good side and the flip side, are all about Amelus Bater. Right? The end is the Churban with this whole thing, you're going to have to look at that. But if it's Shetiyu Amelus Bater, so then you're Dovuk, then you're not going to have any need for this creativity to manifest itself in secular places. You'll have within Torah, it's a constant process of growth. You'll always be able to do it. You'll always be able to do it. And Rachmana Litzlan, how does the Teichacha start? Im lois ishmuli, Zog Drashi, he won't be amelim b'teir. And look what it leads to. It leads to everything. It's a process. Derech Agav is an interesting thing. It says, lois ishmuli is step one of the Teichacha. And Rashi says, shleiti amelim b'teir. Then Rashi later on says that the seven things that happen are a progression, one after the other. So the first one, he doesn't say when he's counting the seven, and it's that same first one, he doesn't say Shaloi Hayisim Ameilim Bateira, Shaloi Lamadata. Shaloi Lamadata. So the obvious inference over there is that if it's not Miteich Ameilis, it's not Limud HaTorah. If it's not Miteich, it says Shaloi Tiyu Ameilim, then later when Rashi's teaching that the Torah is describing the seven things, that first one, which is Shaloi Tiyu Ameilim Bateira, Shaloi Lamadata. Without Amelus B'Torah, it's nothing. There's a Meredik I saw in Mili the Ovis from Ravitzel of Alojener. He says a Taich. He just brought it out to me. To me, it was a Chiddush that this is the Taich. The Yesod is a Pashto Yesod. But the Taich is a Taich. It says, Chochma Bagoyim Tamen, Torah Bagoyim Al Tamen, right? So I always thought it means Chochma Bagoyim Tamen. If you come and tell me that Albert Einstein, good, he, not yet, but Albert Einstein came and is and was Megala, the theory of relativity, right? The theory of relativity. So yeah, I believe that the guy. If you some guy is going to show me a cheshbonus of gravity and cheshbonus of this and cheshbonus of that, betach yacholiot, right? But that a guy is going to come. Right, that a guy is going to come and say this is the terrorist to the Ksaisis Kasha, right? Torah b'goyim, a goy should cop out the Torah. Forget about. Okay, that's what I understood, and it has been proven many times over that a goy should cop is taka, nothing. But chutz mizeh, but that's what I thought. But he says Rabbi Tzlav Aloshina a different pshat, passing just like. A goy can also understand something in Torah. But if a guy a guy is mufka from it being Torah. If it's a guy, it's mere knowledge. It's not Torah. Chachma b'goyim tamin. If you'll tell me that the chachma, they understand Torah, they could understand. But it's not Torah. But it's not Torah. It's coming from a different place. But it's not Torah. All the segulas of Torah, what's Amelim with Torah? All the schools of Torah that we say the Eibishter gives you a matana, and you can grow and understand things even beyond your grasp, because anyway, the whole thing is the kinyonim are different, and the Eibishter is giving you more and more and more. It's all up to how much he gives you, and you can be kind of more. With Amelis Batayra, that's only if it's Amelis Batayra and you're learning it L'Shem Torah. If you're learning it L'Shem Torah, a guy is mufka from learning it L'Shem Torah. A guy, chachma, that's all it is. It's chachma by a guy. Chachma by a guy in tamin. Albert, to say that he has Torah with the zgulas and the keichas of Torah, what comes along with Torah, that's not shaykh by a guy. Not by yid, obviously, it is shaykh. That's what we're all supposed to do. But it's rachmana litzlan, also shaykh not, right? You have your choice. A yid's a bal b'chir. You have a bal b'chir. How are you going to approach it? If you approach it as Talmud 101, if you approach it just something that you're studying, like math or something else, it's not Torah. Right, so don't come. Why am I not getting Tifer Havanas and Torah? Why are you not? Because you're not learning Torah. You're learning Talmud. Learning Talmud. When does it happen? If you're learning Torah, if a person is Amel Batayra, Shatiyu Amelim Batayra, then you have all those schools, and then there's plenty of places with the Simcha, Ubelev of Shalem, for a person to find outlets for his creativity and to use and to build this binyanim and binyanim and binyanim of Tiras Emes if a person is Amul Batayra.